Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The final presidential debate last night, Trump and Biden lay out starkly different visions of America, says the New York Times. A calmer debate, but no shortage of attack lines. More restrained affair than the candidates' first encounter when President Trump effectively short-circuited any policy discussion. The conflict in matters of substance and vision, punctuated by sharp attacks and harsh personal critiques, could not have been more dramatic. Your grade this morning, Professor.
Well, both sides, you know, did what they have been doing all along. If you like Joe Biden, I do, and you have a feeling that he is a moderate man who will bring America together, you are happy with him. I thought his strength lay with his smiling when Trump told yet another lie. Now, for Trump's part, he says that he's a champion of people of color. We know it's nonsense. Biden comes back and says, come on, you have a dog whistle that is as loud as a foghorn. I thought that was a great moment. But nevertheless, the followers of both of these men are going to be where they were. In other words, nobody really messed up in this debate. That's the almost universal analysis of the people who are watching. If you dislike Trump, and if you think he's a lying liar, and he continues to lie and lie and lie and lie, then you say, okay, he's not my guy. If you're one of those people who buy that stuff, you know, you're going to vote for him. That's why the 40% is where it is. That's why Biden is leading in this country, which is made up of more good than bad, in my opinion.
Couple of other sharp points, Alan. Let's start with climate change. Biden called for the transition from oil and in his remarks said that he will transition away from the oil industry in favor of renewable energy sources. And of course, the president jumped all over that as if that was a big revelation. But we're dealing with climate change and Biden has a plan.
Well, he has a plan and there's certain realities, like it or not. The ice caps are falling into the ocean. The ocean is getting warmer. The storms are increasing. There is in this world a climate crisis. We know that. The president is denying it, and the former vice president is saying we really need to address this before we're cooked. And he is right. Let's face it, climate change is real. It's here. It needs to be dealt with, or we're done. One man is right, one man is wrong. On that, there's no question.
Then there was healthcare and the COVID pandemic and the president laying blame on China. He even said, it's not my fault, it's not Joe Biden's fault, it's China's fault, and we're living with it. You know, we're opening up, we're dying with it, is what Joe Biden said. There's one less person at the kitchen table. When you reach over the bed, there's no one there. That was a pretty powerful statement.
I think so. Look, if Trump has a single problem in this election, it's COVID. You know, he wants to tell everybody that their 401ks are increasing, but if somebody's dead, it doesn't help. And the COVID thing has been one of the major reasons that Trump is trailing in all the major polls, because when he had a chance to deal with it, he didn't. He lied to the American people. He said it wasn't going to happen here. He knew it was happening here, and he didn't prepare this country in the way other countries were prepared. He is, in that way, a scoundrel.
So now we head to the election itself, with so many already having voted early. New York starts tomorrow. The headline in the Times, Trump campaign draws rebuke for surveilling Philadelphia voters. President Trump's campaign has been videotaping voters at ballot drop boxes, a tactic that could amount to illegal voter intimidation. Here we go.
It is illegal intimidation. So what? You're going to send Barr out and the people who follow him to arrest himself? Come on. This is nonsense. We know what's happening here. We know he's trying to intimidate, and he's doing a fine job of it. And this is a time that the American people are going to have courage. You know, you're dropping a ballot into a ballot box, and somebody's putting a camera in your face. You know what that is. It's intimidation. When you say, okay, we're going to only have a few ballot boxes to put the votes into, it's intimidation. Here's what Trump is thinking. The more Americans who vote, the worse chance I have to win. So therefore, what we're going to try to do is in Florida, the people of Florida want and pass a proposition, David, that allows rehabilitated felons to vote. No, says the governor, the secretary of state. So it's one thing to talk democracy. It's another thing to follow what the people want. It is intimidation.
We talked about Iran yesterday and them sending emails intimidating voters, saying they were being followed as if they were the Proud Boys. But the real issue all along has been Russia. We've known that. Russian hackers have targeted networks of dozens of state and local governments in the U.S. in recent days and have stolen data from at least two servers. That's according to an advisory issued Thursday, less than 2 weeks before the presidential election. That from the Associated Press this morning, Alan.
David, we have to go back to what I said yesterday. You and I sat here yesterday. You will remember it. I said, oh, come on about the Iranian thing. That's ridiculous. Who knows what Iran wants and whether they have any power in this. But it's the Russians. It's the Russians who the president hasn't said a bad word about yet. Period. They're the hackers. They're the people who want him elected, the president. And Putin has been very clear about that. They're the ones who are interfering in this election. You know, you can throw Iran in because it's a very convenient enemy for Trump, but it's ridiculous. It's the Russians, it's the Russians, it's the Russians.
How about that 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl, Alan? We haven't seen the whole thing yet. President Trump posted footage after telling Leslie Stahl that's no way to talk. You know, it's still a bit before the election. Anything can happen. Could there be some revelation out of this interview?
No, I think it is what it is. We're going to watch it. If it's posted, we know pretty much what's in it. The president thinks he's punishing Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes by putting it up before they do. I don't see how that works. Quite the contrary. I think the more people who see it, the more people will be dismayed.
He's our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. Be safe and vote if you can if you're in New York.
Be safe, be careful, vote wherever you are, because if we're going to continue as a democracy, it's only because people have participated.